Egypt has been battling insurgency since 2011, with a significant increase in militant activity over the past year since the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi. The increase in attacks has been met with a heavy response from the Egyptian military, with campaigns in Sinai and a widespread security presence around the country. A recent attack on a checkpoint in the western desert, where four military personnel were beheaded, suggesting links between the perpetrators of the attack and ISIL, at least in style. This came in addition to a number of attacks where militants claim to be directly affiliated to ISIL, but Egyptian officials have downplayed the existence of the group in Egypt, saying that smaller militant organizations are trying to form links to ISIL to boost their brutal image.
Small militant groups such as Ajnat Misr or Soldiers of Egypt and so on are becoming very active these days, and I believe they have connections to ISIL and they are trying to exploit the security vacuum in Sinai.
Whether or not ISIL is fully operating inside Egypt does not dispute the fact that Egypt is struggling with a security problem.
As you know, Sinai has been long marginalized and is suffering from extreme underdevelopment, and this marginalization has acted as a catalyst for the formation and increased activity of such militant groups.
The continued presence of terrorist groups in Egypt gives way to the region's biggest threat, ISIL, to carry out attacks and establish a base in Egypt. Experts say if Egypt is to be safe in the long term, border security must be increased to protect it from militants coming from Libya or its eastern borders, as well as smuggled weaponry. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.